Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my love. We often use the term emotion and feeling interchangeably, and I think it's important to make a distinction between the two just so that we can better understand how to manage our emotion and subsequent feelings. So, an emotion is primary. So, we experience the emotion first. It's actually a hardwired and universal physical response to change. So, it's a chemical reaction in our body in response to an external change. So, it is experienced in our body and it is primary. Now, a feeling is a mental association and other reactions to the emotion. And this is very personal because it's processed in our mind. So if you were to think sequentially, an emotion comes first. And an emotion is not just something that's experienced by people. Animals feel it as well. It's a chemical, physiological response in the body. So it tends to last only a couple of seconds. Then our brain starts to make sense of the physiological response in our body, and that's how we get a feeling. So an emotion, because it's physical and because it's a chemical response in our body, we can actually measure it through blood flow, brain activity, facial expression, and body stance. But the feeling is mental, so we can't measure it as precisely. So the other thing to consider is that emotions are pretty much predictable, but then the subsequent feeling is based on many things about that individual, their temperament, their life experience, etc. So we may have similar starting emotions, but then the feeling that we have after our brain has analyzed it a little bit will be very different from person to person. Now, although the emotion comes first, that resonant feeling, that subsequent feeling can then actually feed into more of a particular emotion. And that's how we get into these loops, right? And this is why I'm going to bring in some inner child work, because that's a lot of the work that I do with my one-on-one clients, is that a lot of times they want to break a pattern. They're feeling a certain way, or they get into these toxic cycles. And I always say, we want to go and examine that emotion. We want to step in at that emotion level. Because what happens is, let's say there's an external response. Maybe it's someone treats me a certain way, or I feel like I haven't performed in a certain way, or whatever that external stimulus is, then I will have an emotion. Now, if I don't examine that emotion, if I don't bring presence into that emotion, I will follow whatever that pattern is that I've been living for all of my life. So we want to step in. And a lot of time, if it's a fear-based emotion and it's a heavy feeling emotion, what is needed in that moment is for some inner child healing. Because in that moment, the other thing to understand about this emotion feeling cycle is that we have that emotion in the present moment, but that feeling after we've started to make some mental association often takes us to the past. Okay. And if we're not aware of our thoughts, this is happening completely unconsciously. We don't know that this is happening. We're just feeling very victim to our emotions. So when we feel that elevated and that big emotion, can we step in and be with our inner child and ask them what it is they need? And oftentimes we don't even need to ask. Oftentimes we know what that inner child needs. Does that inner child need affirmation and love and presence in that moment? And we bring that presence. When we can bring that presence, all of a sudden we've stopped that normal cycle of emotion leads to this subsequent feeling. And now, because we've
soothed our inner child, we can create new meaning, i.e. a new feeling. Now, the feeling is what we carry on longer term, right? That feeds into our temperament. So we have the emotion that's in response to that external thing. Our brain makes some kind of sense out of it. And then we have a feeling. Okay. And then to take that a step further, our mood is, it can be several inputs of different emotions and feelings to have an overall mood. And your mood can last for longer again. And same thing with our feelings. Like, we may feel a certain way, and although an emotion can directly impact how we feel, there might be several emotions that feed into how you're currently feeling right now. And the importance of having that awareness, my love, is just to really understand where we're at, because it can be very confusing to feel how we're feeling and not know where it's coming from. So awareness precedes change. So we need to have awareness of what are those mental conclusions that we came to that resulted in this feeling. And oftentimes they happen so quickly. They're like our default autopilot responses that lead us to this feeling. And then that's how we feeds into our personality, like a person who's always a bit blah, or a person who's really excited. They have interpreted their emotions in a different way and have then resulted in very different subsequent feelings. It's great to have an understanding, to know that there is a difference between our emotions and our feelings. We don't get to choose our emotions, but we definitely get to choose our feelings, and just recognizing that our feelings feed back in to our cycle of emotions and feelings.
Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.